Steve, assess that one for us?
Well, it's quite difficult to take. You know, we came here obviously to make some changes and even poor Lee Frecklington out with illness, and our captain played and perhaps shouldn't have done. But when it started well for 15-20 minutes, we looked like a team that was not organised, and you know, we hadn't worked in any of that stuff, and we conceded an early goal, sloppy play from us, route one from them, and then there's some game-changing things, isn't there? We miss a penalty. No one can explain to me why that's not a red card, why it's not denial of a goal-scoring opportunity. It's the biggest mystery today. We're then regrouping 1-0 down and trying to work yourself into the game. And I have to be careful what I say about another club's player. But to see Tom Pope diving round about, I've just looked at it on DVD, when Claude Davis just touches the ball from under him, which the DVD will show, and for him to roll about as if he's just been smashed, is disgraceful from one professional to another. But that's what happens, isn't it? And the second goal, again, I've just looked at the DVD, so I'm talking with the benefit of that. He's 2 yards offside. But that was probably indicative of what we got all day, which was not a lot.
So let's talk about the red card incident then. From your view, you're fairly close to where it happened. How did you see it? How did you assess it?
To be honest, I didn't really know what had gone on. I'd just seen Claude and Pope tango. Pope's lying on top of the ball. I didn't know. The fourth official told us two stories. He told us that the assistant referee gave it. When the assistant referee came close, he said he didn't see anything. The referee said he gave it. The fourth official said there's no contact. It's a mystery, but Claude taps the ball under the Pope who's lying on it, and the ball comes out. I've just watched it, so I'm with the benefit of looking at a DVD. So we'll appeal that, because if we don't win that, we might as well all give this daft game up.
I think the consensus up in the press box is, you're right, he got the ball, he kicked the ball from underneath him, Tom Pope maybe made a bit of a meal of it, but should he have got himself in that position in the first place?
No, absolutely not, of course he shouldn't. But you don't roll about like he did, do you? Mm. I don't want players like that. I'm glad he's not at a club. I don't want players like that.
In terms of performance-wise, your side, then you mentioned that they started to get themselves back into it. Golden opportunity with the penalty, which was obviously missed.
Listen, I'm not going to condemn Keenan's. We're one of our better players today. He gives us everything he's got, the young man, and he's missed a penalty, and the best players in the world missed penalties. But, you know, if you go back 20 seconds, why is the man still on the pitch? He's not even carded. So we have to take that. But we're still in the game, aren't we? Claude goes off. We're still in the game at 10-11. If anything, we're probably counter-attacking better with 10 than what we did with 11. And then the second goal kills the game, and with a benefit, I didn't know obviously at the time, but my players were shouting off the pitch, he was off, and with the benefit of our arse, we've just looked at it, and he's clearly 2 yards off. But what were the day? They'll probably give the referee a championship game next week, won't they, for getting it wrong. So, you know, we got one badly wrong against Wolves, and a man got Man United. So what chance have we got?
So a couple of decisions against your side today, but do you think you had a couple of players as well, Steve, who maybe weren't at their peak best today? Do you think maybe Ben Pringle and Michael O'Connor, not necessarily the creative spark that we tend to see from them?
No, we're a team not at it. We don't win as individuals and we don't lose as individuals. But as a team, we weren't at our best today. You know, we come here with Lee Frecklington being ill, is probably indicative of quite a lot of the people in the squad. But I don't want to come out and make excuses and stuff like that. But, you know, a captain's played through illness. You know, Alex Revell's played through illness. There's three or four of them out there that perhaps would, if this had been a training day, would have been at home wrapped up. But Frecklington, as you see, was named in the team and was been vomiting in the warm-up. So I had to come into the loo three or four times. Mm-hmm. And that was indicative of how three or four of us played. But we regrouped him and said, you have to go out and put a shift in. It's not an excuse. Paul Vale played quite well. And, you know, we wish him every success. But... you know, we just have to pick ourselves up and go again against Coventry on New Year's Day in front of a reasonable crowd. This crowd were great for Port Vale today. They got them a lot of decisions, don't they? But at the New York Stadium, they go the other way. It's a strange game, this football, isn't it?
Even more frustrating the results today, because your side have been in their pomp in the last few weeks, that they have been playing some fantastic football and got some great results as well.
Yeah, well, it's not the same team. It's different individuals. And it's individuals coming back from either injuries and some players playing out there below par that I know that have been ill. So we'll get through Wednesday as best we can. And obviously there'll be changes because there's players in there shaking and cold and all the other stuff that go. We're having a virus of some kind, whatever it is. But we'll regroup them. They can have tomorrow at home and we'll bring them in on Tuesday and we'll try and get them right for New Year's Day. And you know, but we're still in the playoff places as we get into 2013. And if we beat Coventry and we look at the results today, we might cement ourselves a little bit further in there. But this would have been a big day to get a result. But I think when you look at, you know, big decisions change games. Wolves, big decision changed the game. No big decisions to be made at Bradford. No big decisions to be made at Bristol City. Big decisions here changed the game. Every one of them, every one of those big decisions went against us. Every one of them. I can't remember a decision big decision that went for us, can you?
Not really, not particularly today, no.
And we've not played well, and I'm not offering any reasons it was other than it was we didn't turn up and play our normal way. But you know, you big decisions change results, and you know, he gives us a penalty, he's got to give the penalty. Somebody needs to explain to me why that's not denial of a goal scoring opportunity. Because they're bonkers if they think it's no. Bonkers.